Welcome to Arkansas Cooks. This is your host, Mary Tweet, and I'm here to meet and eat with Arkansas cooks, and then I tell you all about it. As a service to a community of farmers, market was born. Alleluia. Don't go away, you're listening to Arkansas Cooks. Good afternoon, I'm Mary Tweet, and you are listening to Arkansas Cooks. About 4 years ago, a congregation of people in a small church in central Little Rock decided to meet their neighbors. Pulaski Heights Baptist Church created the Hillcrest Farmers Market, just really so they could meet people around them. Loved that. It's a year-round market. It has now up to 35 vendors. So let's go see my friend Carolyn Staley at the Hillcrest Farmers Market. So Carolyn, you've gone from crazy politics to running a church music department and a really an amazing neighborhood in Hillcrest.
First of all, Jim Munns will kill me if you think I do the music here. But anyway, we can start over. We started in 2010 and we started with 9 vendors at Hillcrest Farmers Market, and now we're going to be up to 35 so far this summer, and we keep surveying the property and looking for places.
Where can I put them?
How can we get more in here? So
I'm talking to Carolyn Staley, and we're at the Hillcrest
Farmers Market,
which, you know, and I think, Carolyn, you all were the first farmers market to go year-round.
I think we're the only one still in the state.
Year-round.
I think we are. And it's good for folks to know that, because no reason to stop shopping local and supporting our farmers all through the winter. So even when it's a chilly morning, we're out here.
So tell me, I'm really curious about this, why the Pulaski Heights Baptist Church decided to really serve the community.
Well, a couple of reasons. We wanted to get to know our neighbors.
Yeah.
I mean, we wanted to get out and just press the flesh and say hello. And then secondly, we really believe that what comes from the ground and is fresh and is good for you and is good for your body, it's a good thing for you to do in terms of your faith.
Yeah.
Take care of that body.
Yeah.
And so eat right and eat healthy and local.
Kind of your gifts from God, right?
It is, exactly. And we even dedicate this market in our worship service at the start of the season.
Really?
Yep. And have prayer for the crops and for the farmers and growers and bakers and vendors. And so we believe it's the right thing to do. But forever, we would sit down in our fellowship hall and we would see all the walkers and joggers going by. And we said, they have no clue we're in here or what we do. They have no clue that we're a real moderate church that loves service and does so much for the community, tries to give back. And we just think that folks would want to be a part of a place that, and to know that there are churches that are different, you know.
Yeah.
And so we're like that, and so we thought, let's get out on the street and meet them. So we're
and
having
you
a ball.
Have. You know, what I really admire, because you've done this for how many years now? 4?
This is, we're in our 4th season now.
You know what I really do love is that every Saturday morning, your parishioners are here putting up tables, putting up chairs, making sure people have a space, helping people out, helping people.
That's true.
Set up.
We have a ball.
Handing out dog treats.
That's right. And free popsicles, which are not healthy and locally grown, but hey, kids love them. And we do a kids table, a craft table, so parents are able to walk around and shop, and the kids can be making all sorts of fun stuff to take home. It's just a freebie. And we just have a great time out here. One of the things we didn't even anticipate that's happened is our church folks just sit together and talk, and you know, they don't get to do that during the week, so it's all good.
It is all good. Now, how do people find out about you? What's the criteria for becoming a Hillcrest market person?
Well, first of all, we got to have a space for you, and right now we are happy to put folks on a waiting list, but right now we're still working on finding more spaces, but we welcome people to apply. Our church phone is 661-1129. Our website, our email, secretary@phbclr.com, is where then she sends them on to us, and we get the we'll get the policies emailed to you. Or we have a Facebook page, and you can message us there, and we'll get policies to you. We don't do crafts, and we just don't have room. It's not
it's
that we
food.
Don't support crafts. We just don't have room for them. So right now, it would be wrong for us to try to expand into an area that we don't really have room for. So
well, and I was just talking to someone.
Support the arts. We just don't have room for them right
well,
now.
Well, and I was just telling someone that, you know, there is a cottage industry, you know, regulation in Arkansas, and it
there
is
are very
about,
clear yeah, rules yeah, about yeah. about what's legal. All our egg farmers put them in refrigerators. All our cheese vendors and meat and all that, of course, anything that needs to be refrigerated has to be, because we care about public safety.
Lots of fresh greens, lots of fresh baked goods,
absolutely.
Lots of
meat, cheese, flour, jam, jelly, honey,
hummus,
granola, it's all here.
Hey, and you also have vendors in your trucks, like Loblolly ice cream and
Southern Salt. Normally Southern Gourmetian is here, the Beast. They're all welcome. So our steps are just full of people.
Well, it's nice because
eating
you can come down here
talking.
And have breakfast.
That's right.
Buy
lunch.
Drinks,
you can
have
eat
lunch.
All morning long.
So, Carolyn,
and so we have a ball.
I also know that, and I'm just going to, toot your own horn here, or toot your horn, not mine, but you all also, the little house across the street from Pulaski Heights, that keeps families for Children's Hospital and some other
UAMS,
families.
UAMS, right.
And UAMS, yeah.
And it's a link to our market, because the proceeds that we make from our stall rentals go to support marketing. We try to put some money into a couple of nice big ads a year to bring shoppers here. But then we pay for the utilities and the upkeep on the house, the White House across the street from our church, where families who are here for long-term care and would have to be plunking down a lot of change for motel rooms and are here for a long time, just can't afford that. We let them stay there for free or a love gift. So
that's got to feel good.
It does feel good.
Yeah.
And when I tell our farmers that, I mean, we're just talking with some of them, where does this money go that you collect? It plows right back into the community to try to help those most in need. So and we have a program. We participate in Family Promise. Our church becomes a homeless shelter. Now and then, we support other churches that do that as well. So, you know, it's just, we put it right back into community service.
That's what God wants you to do, isn't
I
it?
I think so.
I think it is, too.
Thank you.
So you're here on the corner of Cedar and Cavanaugh.
And Cavanaugh, that's right.
And you
put out
the sign so people don't go by very fast.
That we try.
Yeah, it's a great place
to be. The Kroger trucks and fire trucks aren't so appreciative, but I don't think we've ever slowed anybody down very long.
And you know, isn't that what we should do on Saturday? Slow down a little bit.
We need to slow down and just come and smell the turnip greens.
So tell me some of your vendors you want me to talk to. Who do you want me to talk to? Because you've got a plenty out here today. It's a busy.
They all are talkers, Mary. So I mean, for me to tell you where to start would be rough. We have some right here locally.
Arkansas Abundance.
Daniel's just started. Daniel spun off of Little Rock Urban Farming. We incubated Milo. He's our little pup down there now in that great big wonderful space.
You know,
is just
I was
full.
At this market when I heard him say, I just went down and got that space.
He's so happy, and this was his dream. So, and Loblolly in their big fancy truck, and everybody's having a good time. So, thank you so much for giving us a moment to share the good news.
Thank you all for serving the Hillcrest.
Well, come on down, shop with us every week. We love seeing you.
I'm happy to be here.
Thank you, Miss Mary.
Glad you're in my neighborhood. So, this is Daniel.
Daniel Kaiser.
You're Daniel.
I am Daniel.
Hi, Daniel. Mary Tweet with Arkansas Cooks. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I heard you're rocking and rolling with this farming here.
Yeah, you can say that. I've been enjoying it. So,
you are with Arkansas Abundance, and you're here every Saturday.
I am, yeah.
And you've got a farm, obviously.
I do, yeah, just off of Dixon Road.
Great. Well, harvesting looks like it was a good one this time.
Yeah, it was. I had a lot of help washing and bagging everything. But
these women back here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it looks good. What have you got today? It looks like you've got
you have Swiss chard and kale, arugula, parsley, cilantro, turnip, radishes.
And what's coming down the pike?
I'll have some beets soon, and more of the same. And later on, of course, there'll be tomatoes and eggplant.
Gotta have
tomatoes. Oh, yeah, you have to.
Hey, thank you, Daniel. So that was Arkansas Abundance. Thanks for having us. So we're going to walk around the corner here. Neil Ann's Garden from North Little Rock, Arkansas. And here we have the people at Southern Salt Food Company, and they got a breakfast burrito, and looks like they also got some vegetarian barbecue and breakfast sandwich, lots of water. How's it going, guys? Oh, I do want to see what it looks like. Thank you for letting me look. All right, here we are.
Check it out.
What? This is the what?
This is the breakfast sandwich.
That's beautiful.
What is that?
Mary Tweet with Arkansas Cooks. Nice to meet
you. How you doing, Mary?
How are you guys doing?
I'm surprised I didn't recognize your voice.
Oh, that's okay.
I listen to your show all the time.
Thank you. Thank you. So that was the breakfast sandwich from Southern Salt. And what was this one?
That's the breakfast burrito.
That is beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Now, you guys have been coming down to the farmer's market how long?
This is our third week, I think, at the Hillcrest Farmer's Market.
Fantastic. I saw you guys pulling in. And so what's your food is basically fresh. It looks like fresh.
It is. It's all from local farmers. And we usually go through Dunbar Gardens, but when we're here, we like to buy from all the people here. And so we try to get all the local ingredients that we can. And my menu sort of is based around that. So I kind of make whatever I want, depending on what I find.
Good for you.
That's
why you have that chalkboard. You can erase it.
That's right. That's why we have a chalkboard menu.
Good for you.
Then we specialize in an Asian-style barbecue. So we do Asian-style pulled pork sandwiches. We slow braise it for about 12 hours. And so we do that with we pair it with a crunchy sriracha-type slaw. And then we have our Southern Salt cheesesteak, which we call it a cheesesteak with quotation marks because it's actually pulled pork, it's got all the local vegetables and everything that I happen to have on hand that day, with provolone cheese and a special sauce, and we have our loaded bratwurst. It is loaded.
So you're here all morning, and at noon you're selling sandwiches.
We're open till noon here today, and then we do the Bernice Gardens Farmers Market on Sundays.
Nice.
That's from 10 to 2. And sometimes we just roll right over to Bernice Gardens on Saturday after we leave here and
just
hang
out
there all day.
Good for you.
Yeah. Okay,
good
Southern Salt. Sunshine. Thank you, guys.
Sure, absolutely.
Hey, my pleasure. Southern Salt Food Company, the cutest truck ever. I love that. It is really the cutest truck. All right, so we got pecans, some candy. Here we go. We're going to march down here and see what else we got. I'll tell you what. These are the people that are talking about food. They're doing food. They are rocking and rolling. Looks good.
This is Mary Tweet, and you are listening to my interview with vendors from the Hillcrest Farmers Market.
So we are at Little Rock's favorite, Grandpa's Best.
Yeah, we started our business as a seasoning company doing farmers markets in Phoenix and San Diego. And we moved here about 4 years ago. And the seasonings have done well, but I noticed that people had a real flavor for sweets here. So we introduced our English toffee last fall at the River Market, and it went over extremely well.
Now, how long have you been at the Hillcrest Market?
I've been here for two seasons.
Great.
Yeah. So.
And is it a good one for you?
Yeah, actually, it's a very good one. We're building
a beautiful day for it today.
Oh, yes.
Can I just have a sample?
You sure may.
Oh, good. Here.
This is the Belgian dark chocolate with almond toffee. We also have a milk chocolate with cashew.
Oh, it's good.
And then we have a flavor of the month every month. This flavor of the month is Irish cream.
Ooh, I like this almond toffee one. That's a good one. Oh, it's good.
These packets are about a quarter pound in size.
Mm-hmm.
Our Irish cream is $5.49 a bag. Our milk chocolate and our dark chocolate are $4.99 a bag.
Okay, that's a nice little gift, isn't it?
Yes, perfect gift. Great for Mother's Day.
There you
or
go.
Or friends, or even to ourselves.
Or just one for yourself. Thank you so much.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. Okay, so we're walking. And here we are at the Rattles Garden. Are you all Rattles?
I'm Rattles.
You're a Rattles.
Uh-huh.
I'm guessing the baby's a Rattles.
He is.
He is, and these are my helpers.
Oh, nice. Uh-huh. So where is Rattle's Garden?
Outside of Bologna.
And so you guys drive in.
It takes us about 45 minutes.
I've been out that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so is this the only farmer's market you are at?
It's the main farmer's market that we sell at. Occasionally we'll sell at some midweek ones throughout the summer, but mostly just here.
You've got lovely customers like Courtney here.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
And who are you with?
I'm Mary Tweed. I'm with Arkansas Cooks.
Oh, okay.
Nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you.
So you've got radishes, and it looks like you've got some greens.
Yep, we had Swiss chard. We're out of spinach. We've still got some onions left. We've got more of this coming up over the next weeks, and then we'll have the full line of summer vegetables, sugar snap peas, summer squashes.
All the good stuff.
Broccoli.
Now, Rattle's Garden is certified organic.
We
so
are.
You guys have gone through some...
We have. Jumped through some hoops.
Yeah.
Yes, we have. Yep. We've always grown organically, but we've been certified for, this is our third year being certified.
I'm impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do know that that's a hoop jumping thing.
It is. It is entirely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, this is a good market for you, and this is what you do for a living.
It is. We love this market.
Children.
This is what I do for a living. My husband does not do this for a living, but good God, because otherwise we wouldn't be able to afford
children.
You
got one of these baby borns, you can just strap that on and garden and
you know, you would think so, but for some reason, this child does not like to be upside down.
Yeah.
You see those radishes? They grow really low to the ground, really close to the ground.
Like in the ground? Yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, Rattle's Garden.
Uh-huh. It's
good
nice
luck.
To meet you.
You too.
Oh,
good morning.
Hello.
Okay, here we are at Jelly Madness with the Martin family. Mary Tweet with Arkansas Cooks. I just bought some of your jelly.
Oh, yes.
How are you doing?
Good.
So how long have you been at the Hillcrest Market?
This is our second season with them.
And what made you start with Jelly Madness?
Well, we bought an old blueberry farm. And
oh, you did?
Yes. And we just seemed to have all this fruit and needed something to do with it. So we started making flavors of jelly, and this is what it came to be.
Did you have to learn how to make jelly?
We did. We taught ourselves. It's another form of art. We're artists.
Oh,
and
good.
So we've just made this our form of art, our food art.
What art did you do before jelly?
We're painters. I paint acrylics. My mom's a watercolor painter, and
went and bought a blueberry farm.
Yes.
Oh, now, do you all sell blueberries during the year?
We sell our produce. Right now we're not able to sell the blueberries. We're not producing as much. It's a lot. This is an old farm. It's about a 30-year-old farm, and the blueberries are dying back. We're going to try to, you know, recultivate those and regrow those.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, so. how is the jelly business?
It's going really well.
Look at this. Really? You've invested into jars and labels and everything else.
We're in about 11 stores as well.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes. We're up here in Milo.
Yeah.
He's actually serving our jellies in the Green Corner store, Heifer International. I'm trying to think of all the shops on Woodlawn, the Arkansas Museum.
So you're a marketer as well.
Yes, yes. I used to sell gourmet foods, actually, for a big showroom. And so a lot of big gourmet food companies I sold for those as well. And so I love food. We're foodies.
All right.
My family loves food.
And you've got your helper here.
Oh, yes.
Now, who is this one?
This is Rivers.
Hi, Rivers. Nice to meet you.
She's a very good helper.
And you are, your first name is?
Amanda.
Amanda Martin.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, thank you, Martins. Jelly Madness. Here we are at the Hillcrest Farmers Market. And teas. Are you growing teas?
We are not growing, but we're just blending and making our own art form of teas, our own flavors.
And scone mix.
And mixes.
All sorts of stuff.
And tinctures. And we'll have all of our produce as well.
This is kind of a nice filler, though, before produce comes in,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's nice.
I love all these gardeners. Okay, thank you, guys.
Yes.
I appreciate it. Now, here we are. Now, we've got baked goods here, and what family is this? You're not going to talk to me?
Well, this is theirs, hers, and his.
And what's the name of it?
It's Ethan's Heirlooms Gardens.
Oh, Heirloom Gardens.
Yeah, actually, it's
so they're selling baked goods. You're selling seedlings.
Seedlings and plants and all kinds of homemade breads and desserts and cakes.
And she's also helping Jeremy out with the Geek Eats.
That's correct.
She's got a little double booth going here.
That's right.
Good for you. It looks good here, you guys. Your baked goods are beautiful. Really nice. Well, I might have to get one on the way back. My goodness, there's so many. So here's a woman with a sweet tooth. Kind of a sweet tooth, yeah? Ooh, here we go. I'm good. Tell me your name.
Karen.
Hi, Karen. Mary Tweet with Arkansas Cooks. And but you have Katie Connolly.
Yes, Katie Connolly was my grandmother. She was the woman who taught me how to bake.
So you named your company after her.
I did.
And tell me a little bit about what you've got.
Well, my main thing is desserts with spirit. And I have bourbon brownies, amaretto brownies. I do chocolate whiskey cake. I do butter rum cakes.
So when you say spirit, you do not mean the Holy Spirit.
I do not.
We're at a church. I thought maybe that was it. But I like it. You're cooking with alcohol.
Yes, yeah. I do. I do a lot of cooking
with alcohol. Is that what Katie Connolly did?
No.
Oh.
She did not.
You are taking a slant on this. I like it. These are my neighbors here. They're shopping with you. I love it.
This is Mary Tweet, and you are listening to my interview with vendors from the Hillcrest Farmers Market.
So here I'm with Terry from Sardis Gardens out on Sardis Road, and you've been in Hillcrest Market for how long?
Oh, just a couple of months, actually. I'm a new vendor.
New.
Yes.
All right. And so how's business?
The business is wonderful. Yeah, there's a big crowd here that's interested in the gluten-free baked goods, and I've got fresh pecans and caramel corn, and I always have little seedlings of green peppers or tomatoes.
So what is out at Sardis Garden?
Oh, we've got several 50-year-old gargantuan pecan trees. And several large beds of, right now it's onions and radishes and peas.
And will you be bringing those in?
Yes, great. Yes, as they get ready.
So you've got a nice little cottage industry here beforehand, before the actual produce comes in.
Yes, yeah, I wanted to offer what seemed to be popular, and the gluten-free baked goods is very popular.
Oh, good.
A lot of people are realizing that they're sensitive to it, or very allergic to it, as the case may be, but popular products.
Good. Thank you, Terry. Sardis Gardens, brand new one out here, too, and they've got peanut butter cookies and banana bread, pecan brownies, all gluten-free. Good for you. Good for you. And then we've got Honeysuckle Lane. I think they've been here a while. So I'm gonna sneak back here and talk to Honeysuckle Lane's. Hello, Mary Tweet with Arkansas Cooks. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
I'm interviewing some of the people out here at the Hillcrest Farmers Market. How long have you been out here?
I came the first year we did. This is our first summer.
I was going to say, I thought I've seen Honeysuckle Lane's cheeses here for a long time.
Yeah, I'm one of the original.
Are you really? Now tell me about Honeysuckle Lane.
Okay, our son owns it, and his wife own the dairy there at Rosebud. They're right there on Highway 5, and they have a store even in their... where they milk and everything.
Now, I do not want to interrupt. You've got a customer here, and I do not want to interrupt, so you go right ahead. And he's buying dog biscuits.
Thank you.
Little doggy treats.
Yeah.
Yay.
I've made those ever since we started,
have
too.
You really?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, what kind?
I was looking for this. I was sent on a mission for this.
The mission for the honeysuckle cheese.
Yeah.
There you go. Go for it.
I need one of each of these except the jalapeno. I need the other three.
The yellow cheddar, the white cheddar, the Colby.
Yes, please.
All right. And right next door is Goat Roper's Farm with the woman with salted caramels and tons of baked goods, Miss Kate Rose, who you've heard on my show. Man, it's a gorgeous day out here at the Hillcrest Market. You cannot beat it. And they have got... people from here to there.
I came without Taylor and bought the wrong. I'm like, it's not
the right cheese.
Okay, I got told exactly that.
All right, and she's also got some wheat and whole bread, wheat bread, and you know, the other thing about the Hillcrest Market is there are a ton of samples, so you can kind of eat your way through the. eat your way through the whole place. So tell me again, your son and daughter do this?
They own the dairy, and then him and his dad make cheese once a week. And the way we process it, it leaves all the good enzymes and more flavor by making it out of raw milk. And we vacuum seal it 60 days, and then we cut it up and package it in half-pound packages.
Well, I'm telling you what, I've got some of that in my freezer right now.
It freezes good.
It does freeze well. Okay, Honeysuckle Lane, thank you so much. Tell me your name again.
My name is Omarine Daly, and my son is Raymond Jr., and his wife is Cindy, and my husband is Raymond Sr.
All right, thank
you. He's at Argenta Market.
Oh, so you guys spread out all over the place, don't you?
Yep.
Okay, thank you so much, Omarine.
When the night comes down and fails the ground, rings will shine if you stand on the outside. Shadows hide in kitchen windows. So let that heart pound on until your blood is warm and paints your face that shade of red that can only mean complete humiliation.
I'm Mary Tweed, and this is Arkansas Cooks. You can find out more about Hillcrest Farmers Market at my website, arkansascooks.com, or you can look up their Facebook page at Hillcrest Farmers Market, and there they are. If you're interested in writing me, you can do that at mary@arkansascooks.com. It's so easy, and I love to hear from you folks. The information I get is so valuable. Well, that's all the time we have today for Arkansas Cooks. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to thank Carolyn Staley, and next week I'm going to finish my little tour of Hillcrest Farmers Market. Also, thanks to Travis Hill. He makes me sound so good. This is Mary Tweet reminding all you Arkansas cooks, life is too short to eat bad food, so only great food, and eat it with great people that you love. It'll taste so much better.